top of the morning to you. Hello, this is your girl, Fabulous Frida, always your host to bring you the most on WDGS on your podcast station. And today, let me share with you what the Spirit has to say. And the Spirit says this morning, pay attention. That's right, pay attention. That's one of the best tips, I believe, in this entire world we can ever embrace are those three words. Let me say them again. Please pay attention. I want you to say that to your own self. Please pay attention. Have you ever been in a car riding with someone and they almost have a car accident and you say, after you realize it wasn't a clash, you say, please pay attention, especially when you're teaching young kids how to drive. I'm just saying, if they are doing something else, you may say, please pay attention. Or if you're going somewhere, I know with me, it was almost commonly routine when you got a bunch of your kids, because I had a bunch, I say a bunch because it was five, and you want them to pay attention when you're walking from the car to the building, pay attention. Why are those three words, or please pay attention, so important? Because when you pay attention to all things, big and small, this is how you begin to defeat the distraction and delusion for a deliverance. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. Let me try to repeat that. This is where you defeat the distraction of the delusion for deliverance. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because it took the Holy Spirit to do that. There are also always something that's going to entertain and invite us into this space and place where we can easily get distracted. But this is the thing about distractions. They can bring such a delusion, it can hinder you from deliverance. I want to share with you something, and this comes from one of my books, Deliver Us from All Evil. In this book, I put tools and suggestions, and these tools and suggestions are provided as a love token, love from above, that will assist us in ways on how to remove our flesh from the bondages of fretting over falling, fretting over wrong feelings. You know, sometimes you know you have the wrong feelings. And then when you realize later, you was like, I spent all those months or days or hours or some people years with them wrong feelings, and I didn't realize what this person was sharing with me was actually a love token. It was a love token to assist me to do better, to be better, and have better. But instead of embracing that individual to see that God strategically placed them in your life to show you and share that love token, instead, people get in their wrong feelings. And so in this book, I list new methods on how to let go of what you should dismantle, the things that let go of what's disruptive, the things that are damaging and distractions in our behavior. Now, I'm reading to you, in order to embrace our peace, God desires for us that we must begin to activate tools and tips to teach us better. And the quicker we experience removing the many masks covering the pains we have received along life borrowed way. Do you understand that? Let me put a pin and pause right there. Life is a borrowed way. A long life borrowed way. This life that we live, that we breathe each and every day, is borrowed time. It is borrowed time. This is not an everlasting life on earth. The life we have that's everlasting, to me, in my observation of paying attention, most people put less energy into cultivating an everlasting life than they do life on earth. They make provisions the things they wear, the things they buy, the things they do, the things they place to adorn. But how much effort and energy are you placing inwardly where your soul is concerned? Your spirit is at risk, your soul and your salvation. Are you putting enough effort and energy in that area, in that arena? I want you to really think about that. So when we experience removing the mini mask that covers the pain, we've received a life, a long life borrowed weight. The more self-control we have, this will help us in going forward in the following positions. Now you must listen to these three positions, because these three positions actually are the foundation of each chapter in this book, Deliver Us From All Evil. Number one is to dissect. You got to dissect what is evil. I was sharing with somebody day before yesterday a testimony that the Lord had me to share with someone back in 2018. And the Lord told me to share with that person that if they didn't allow God to deliver them from that evil that was in them, that they was going to die in that evil sin and go to hell. Now, immediately, that person took offense when I said that. But what they did not realize, I wrestled from April the 1st to April the 3rd when God instructed me to even say that. See, some people don't realize you have to wrestle with some of this stuff that God create for you to release out your mouth. It's not easy to tell people something that you know is going to hurt their feelings, because it's not with intentions to do that. It's really a token of love. But most people won't embrace the truth as love. They won't embrace sound, wise teaching as love. They'll take offense to it. And this is the thing about doing that. That's the delusion for the deliverance. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. Now you're getting where I'm going. When you sit in delusion, do you know what delusion means? Do you know what distractions mean? Well, most people may know what distractions mean. But this is the thing about delusion. When you sit in a delusional state, you really believe what oftentimes you're engaged in to think is the truth. I need y'all to really grab this now. Listen to me. You can sit in a delusion and believe that what you're feeling, even though it's the wrong feelings, is the truth. And that makes you delusional. And let me tell you something. Make no mistake. If you sitting in delusion, you definitely need deliverance. And why do I say that? Because delusion is a disorder. And some people don't see it that way. But listen, this is a love token in this message to even help you. Some people are sitting out there. Listen, this is what the Spirit is saying to me. You need a deep dive deliverance from delusional disorder. Because your mind is steady telling you to believe some things that's not even a part of reality. Oh God, help me today. I have a saying, a person's reality is a part of their perception. And their perception is what you believe is real, even though it may not be real. It's just real in your own head. So that's the delusion. And as long as you sit in that delusional disorder, oh God, help me today, you're going to have a distraction. So in the book, and I was sitting here because, you know, it's amazing when the Lord had me to write this book, you know, so in the initial beginning, I always do some things the Holy Spirit will lead me to convey. And so this book was launched on my birthday, Juneteenth in 2023. So we're coming up to almost a full year that this information has been released. But how do you stay armed? Because this is what I want to tell you. How do you stay in control? You will have to be going forward in the following positions. You got to stay armed. You must stay armed, alert, and become more aware of your damaging distractions. See, there's good distractions, but there's damaging distractions. And you have to be able to stay armed and alert to detect and determine which one is damaging distractions. Number two, how do you have more self-control over your feelings to live a peaceful and harmonious life? And most importantly, number three, how the forces of evil gain entrance into our body, and how can we release and remove them? There are openings through our body which causes evil to reside within us. However, we can evict them out of us through the same portals they entered in. Listen to me. You can release evil out of your body the same way it enters in. When I said that to this person had a deep need for deliverance. They sat in a delusion of always lurking of women. They would just lurk them and search them on social media. They would just lurk these women. They would just constantly. It was all day, every day. And when God assigned this person to me, I didn't realize just how deeply in need of deliverance that person really needed. They spent their every waking moment pretty much surfing social media, stalking all these different women and infiltrating themselves in these women's lives, delusionally setting them up to think that they were some Romeo. And they didn't have, as the old people can say, a pot to piss in and a water to throw it at. I'm just saying. And they would post all these pictures of them looking so devereux and handsome and all this stuff on social media. But in real, true life, they were very damaged. I'm talking about damage to the point that in seeking out all these variety and of women that they would try to lure in this web of theirs. And I said to them, but you can't even perform if they wanted to be with you, if they chose to be with you. See, that's where the delusion came in. I hope somebody grabbing this. This is not to downplay somebody. This is a token of love language so people can understand. This is the love language of truth. I had never heard of dysfunctional. What is it when a man can no longer perform at their peakness or arise to the occasion? That was what they told me was their problem. But I said myself, I said, well, wait a minute, God. Erectile dysfunction, that's what it is. So I was correct in the word dysfunction. They told me it was erectile dysfunction. So I asked them, because at my age, I'm still trying to find out and figure out some things. I said, well, what is that? So when they explained it to me, I said, oh, okay. But God said to me, that was a curse. That was a curse that was placed upon their lives because of their evil deeds. And see, people don't want to embrace the truth where evil resides. So I said to them, when I said, God said that if you don't stop, not only are you going to die in your sins being evil, but in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. And they had a good bit of knowledge when it came to God. And so they said to me in reply, because they were sitting across from me when I had to share that. You know, that's the hardest time to tell people the truth and face to face. And they said, I'm not evil. And I said to them, I said, listen, before you take offense to the word evil, I said, maybe you should define the word first. And when you're looking up the definition to the word evil, see if you can see any of your conduct in that definition. Because see, when a delusion hits a person's mind, listen to me, y'all got to grab this. Delusion will always make you think there's nothing wrong with your wrong. Oh, God, help me today. A delusion, a person believes things that could not possibly be true. If you're convinced that the microwave is attempting to control your thoughts, you are sadly delusional. I'm just saying. Delusional comes from a Latin word meaning deceiving. So your delusional thinking is kind of like deceiving yourself. I had this cousins in New York. They used to crack me up. They said this was back in the 70s, y'all. So when people used to tell lies, instead of telling lies to us, they would say, you're lying to you. So that means you're lying to yourself. You're lying to you. I'm just saying. You can tell me whatever you want, but when you're lying to you, you in a delusion. Oh, God, help me today. So now, so we see, and I know people in that. Somebody told me last week, they said, a baby was laughing and picking at them and rolling their eyes. And I said, well, how old is the baby? And I think they said a month old or a few months. I said, are you serious? Do you hear yourself? They said, I'm telling you, Alfreda, they really tried to convince me this little innocent baby had an issue with them, rolling their eyes, and don't like them. This baby can't talk. This baby can't walk. And then I thought to myself, maybe the person talking to me, maybe they drunk and they caught up in a delusion. It's like, how can you feel? They said, I don't know how to approach the baby because this is what the baby did. And I'm just listening and saying, oh my God, when you don't know how important it is when a delusional state come upon you and it begins to deceive you. All of us have set on a delusion when we think that certain people love and like us who show us that they don't. Because there's no way you can love somebody and really authentically love them. Let me put it that way. Authentically love them. And you think the best thing to do is lie and deceive them. And that's why I can tell people from my book, How to Always Love. That's available on Amazon as well. I'm going to put a screenshot of this book on the picture on the cover of this podcast. But listen to me. For years, I would use that word, I love you, to my spouse. Until God showed me. He told me and then he showed me. You didn't love them and they didn't love you. I said, well, God, if it wasn't love, then what was it? He said it was lust. Because one thing about real love, it does not seek it its own way. It's not deceiving. It's not lying. It's not manipulating. Oh, God, help me today. And so we sit under the delusion and we see all these conducts and characters in people. It's not prideful. It's not boastful. It's not arrogant. You don't hear me now. So when you hear people boasting and bragging in their own self, that arrogancy, that's not love. I sat and heard a lady tell another lady they worshiped them 3 times. And I thought, surely this lady is going to correct the other lady. You don't supposed to worship nobody if you're a believer but God. Even Jesus told the people, listen, don't y'all be calling me good. Look it up. Google search the scripture. Jesus said, this man opened the eyes of the blind. He raised the dead. He healed people instantly from leper by speaking a word. He cast out legions of demons. And he still said, don't call me good. Because there's nobody good except God. Oh, God, help me today. But people don't want to hear that. If they like being on that pedestal, they want you to cater to them. They want you to always recognize them. And they love for you to pour into them. They call it encouragement. But now just imagine that all the things that Jesus did. See, Jesus didn't sit in on delusion. He didn't need people to pat him on the back and encourage him. Because he understood he was here on borrowed time for an assignment and a mission. And most people don't want to embrace that. That's where the delusion for deliverance come into play. Because they want to think that they bigger than. They bigger than Jesus. And they ain't raised nobody from the dead. They ain't open no eyes for nobody blind. And that's why I'm not big on the propaganda. And some people don't like me for that because they think I'm supposed to pat them on the back and give them all this attention. And half of the time, oh God, help me today. Do I need to say it, Lord? Holy Spirit says it. And half of the time, if they ain't walking in a prideful spirit, they committing some type of sin. And here that man that knew no sin. Oh God, help me today. And he still didn't want the recognition But you can't beat some of these folks with all this grandiosa of their human nature. And yet they harbor stuff. They hold stuff. They hate people. But they want to be recognized. I'm just saying, the delusion for deliverance. That's what it comes down to. And how the forces of evil gains entrance into those bodies to do this stuff. So when I said to the brother, I said, I'm just giving you a warning because God had given me the vision and the dream. And so when I woke up on April the 1st and God said, you got to release this information to this particular person and face to face. And I said, God, I don't want to do that. I know they're not going to receive me that way. And God said, but if you don't, listen to me. He took me in the book of Ezekiel. And in that book, I believe it was chapter 3. And God said on the fourth month and the third day. I'm telling you, God walked me through this thing. Y'all got to get this. This is how God can do when he needs to perform through you. See, a lot of people, they can't even know the manifestation of the power of God except it be through somebody. Oh, God, help me today. People didn't understand the manifestation of the power of God except they saw Jesus heal the people with leprosy, except they saw the blind man, the mud he put on their eyes to open, except they saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. And this is when people marveled. The Bible said they marveled. What manner of man is this? Because they saw the power of God through the activation of the individual, which was Christ, our Savior. And make no mistakes, the same God, he has no respect of person. Even Jesus declared and said these words. He said, greater gifts am I leaving with you. So people have the same ability. Some people do. That's why you can't be trying to think you can put your mouth on everybody and you don't even understand where they stand with God in their assignment. Because I'm going to tell you something about real, true servants of God. They just like Christ. They have the mind of Christ. And they don't have the big head. And they're not prideful. And they're not walking. I'm just trying to give y'all some cues and tips to identify true servants of God. They're not seeking gratification. They're seeking salvation. Salvation from others for their souls. How many souls are you winning? How many souls are you saving? And if you're not trying to reach people, to deliver people from their evil, then guess what? That's not an authentic love. Because, see, the Bible says love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Oh, God, help me today. I don't care who it is. And some people get a little vexed with me because I'm not the one. I'm not finna get on nobody's side, left, right, top, or bottom. If you doing wrong, I'm not making excuses if you're doing wrong. Because this is what my Bible says. See, that's why I say you got to get in your word. And your word will give you some radars to say, well, that ain't no true servant. That are not according to the scripture. Let me put it that way. Because according to the scripture, the Bible says, don't no man should rejoice in wrongdoing if you love. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. And people be saying, oh, well, I love them, but... You got to understand, and I just be listening to people sometimes. No, I don't have to understand wrongdoing because wrongdoing is wrongdoing. And it doesn't matter who it comes from. It can come from the pulpit to the pew. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And as the old people used to say, and two wrongs will never make it right. Hello. So when people got their flaws, what they like to do sometimes is incorporate other people. Well, yeah, they was wrong, but that person was wrong too. Well, they both wrong. So that means neither one of them is not right. So I ain't taking sides with neither. Hello. But when you define evil, I want to say this and I'm going to put a pin in the podcast. Evil is defined as immoral or wicked or bad. Or wrong. wrong, listen, these are similar words. Wrongful, unholy, sinful, vile, dishonorable, corrupt, deceptive, malicious, demonic, devilish, dark. I couldn't understand that one, but I saw it in there. Despicable, hideous, low down, dirty, shady, crooked. So I said to them, the person, and the opposite of evil is good and virtuous. So I said to them, so let's just find this word evil right quick. I said, before you get in your feelings, so you know I did just what I just did. I said, so let me ask you the question. So for all those women that you manipulate, deceive, and you lie to, let's look at the opposite of evil, which is good and virtuous. Is that what you practicing? Is that what you exercising? And then they sat quiet for a minute and they said, you know what? I need to repent. Because, you know, based on the definition of evil, yeah, I've been evil. But pray for me. Because I hear you now, Afrida. Because I had been saying to the person several times, I said, I just think you stand in a need of deliverance. And some people, I don't think they absorb what that means. Deliverance is when you stuck in a place and you keep doing the same repeated thing over and over and over that keeps you in a bind, that keeps you in darkness, that keeps your mind seared, keep your feelings in out of order. Look up evil and see if you got some conduct that matches with those descriptions, just like I said to the person. And you can determine if you need deliverance from that evil. We all need deliverance from some evil because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. I put myself under the microscope every day and I ask God, I said, God, whatever evil that's in me that needs deliverance, deliver me from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And forgive me my debts as I forgive my debtors. See, y'all got to understand the power even in that prayer. When you want to be delivered from all evil, because thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And so today, let that be part of what you need to share and say with some inward part of your being, not other people, but the inward part of who you are. In those three chapters in the book, it's available on Amazon, and I also is available in hardback, which is awesome. I love these hardbacks. They are really nice. They last long. I think it's worth the price that, you know, Amazon kind of sort of moderates the price. You really don't have a lot of control over it, except to go up higher so you can maybe get a dollar. But when they got the print, wrap, bind, and all that stuff, most of the price, well, let me say 90-95% of the price is really just to manufacture the book. But the hard copy is really, really nice. I have one myself. But if you want to dissect evil, how did evil all begin? That's chapter one. Number two is to discuss evil. How can evil be in everybody? And chapter number three, discover defeat from evil. How can evil end? And then I have a closing prayer that to ask for deliverance from evil. And I just wanted to share that because the Spirit said to me this morning, there are some people who really stand in a deep, deep need of deliverance from evil. It may not be a relationship. It may be money. It may be, but most of the time it's a relationship. I believe it's a relationship. It's money. It's mates who you connected with. And I believe it's you know, emotions. I think most people really need deliverance from their emotions. So let's say feelings, family, finances, fear, you know, and familiar. familiar spirits, like generational curses, are considered familiar spirits because they're passed down. And I believe that most people stand in need of deliverance of all of those. So if you like to check out the book, again, it's available on Amazon. Just put my name in the search bar, Alfreda, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, Putman, P-U-T-M-A-N, and it should come up where you can scroll down and look at the selection that's available. And on that note, may the blessings from heaven flow down into your life, meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires, and may you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Until the next podcast upload, may this message download resonate in your spirit, and God will give you all the strength you need to be delivered from whatever delusion that has you distracted, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.